I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. Tomorrow marks the anniversary of the Upper Big Branch mine disaster. This is the first of two parts commemorating that moment in labor history. The year was 2010. A massive explosion ripped through Massey Energy's mine in Raleigh County, West Virginia. The explosion killed 29 miners. It was the deadliest in decades. The explosion at the Upper Big Branch mine revealed the ruthlessness of profit-driven mine executives, raking in $104 million in profit the year before, they callously insisted the explosion had been an act of God. The explosion also exposed the immense pressure on federal and state regulators to look the other way or go easy on enforcement. And it demonstrated just how deep the ties go between industry, regulators, and those in seats of political power. The Upper Big Branch mine explosion served as a testament to the increasingly unsafe and non-union nature of the industry. 35 years ago, 95% of the state's mines were unionized. Walkouts over health and safety were common. Now, less than 25% are. And the workers risk their livelihoods if they dare to speak up about safety. Autopsies of those killed in the explosion revealed that over 70% of them were found to have had black lung disease, an entirely preventable disease with proper ventilation. Massey executives routinely violated safety rules as a cost of doing business. American University's detailed study of Massey's safety record for the years 2000 through 2010 concluded that no other U.S. coal company had a worse fatality record. A total of 54 workers, including those at the Upper Big Branch mine, had been killed during that time period. They also found that Massey had been cited for nearly 63,000 violations, including more than 25,000 considered significant and substantial. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.